Trent FM.
At 8. A violent video involving school children has been taken off the internet after Trent FM contacted the school involved. The footage, filmed on a mobile phone, showed six students at Henegate Science College taking it in turns to punch each other in the head. We showed it to a brain injury expert.
This is actually quite sick. Now, he's clearly in a hell of a lot of distress there. Instead of actually giving him any kind of help, but actually stood around pointing, laughing and joking. He's actually out cold there.
Luke Griggs is a spokesperson for Nottingham-based charity Headway and says permanent damage could have been done.
Well, you saw the state of them. They were dazed, confused. One kid was even, looked like he'd actually lost consciousness. That's frightening. Absolutely shocking. Words fail me.
The school's head teacher says it was a one-off. An investigation has started and those involved are likely to be disciplined. For the first time ever...
This is Trent FM.
It's 6 o'clock. A mum from Nottingham whose 14-year-old son has gone missing in Brazil says she's desperate to see him again.
I don't want him leaving out there. I want to bring him home.
Beverly White's son, Elliot Deslandes, was on holiday when he was swept out to sea by a wave.
I just keep staring out the window waiting for a little boy to walk around the corner in his school uniform. And I know it's not going to happen.
The Foreign Office has confirmed a British national has been reported missing in Brazil. They say they're providing assistance to the family. There's more online at trentfm.co.uk. Next tonight, a bomb found on a plane at East Midlands Airport last week was defused just 17 minutes before it would have gone off, according to a government minister in France. Authorities here haven't confirmed that, though. Three teenagers have been arrested after...
This is Trent FM.
It's 8 o'clock. The granddad of a 15-year-old boy who died after crashing his motorbike on Friday says it's the teenagers in Aspley who are keeping him going.
And it's from the heart of these young people, and they need to grieve like we do, and we're doing it together. That's how I see it. We're doing it all together. We're doing it all together.
Since Dion Woodward's bike went into the Telegraph Pole on Hillcott Drive, hundreds of teenagers have been keeping vigil by the crash site, including his cousins Demi and Ryan.
He'd walk into a room and he'd just be smiling, and that's all he'd do.
You just take it for granted, Jim, and when he's gone, it's just you wish you had more time and stuff.
More online at trentfm.co.uk. Hundreds of people are expected to celebrate the 16th birthday of a Nottingham boy later who died in a motorbike crash 3 weeks ago.
I'm Grandad. I've been on the radio before and I've been so, so sad last time you heard my voice. We're overwhelmed at how the whole community came to his funeral and we'll welcome each and every one of you to his party.
Dion Woodward was killed when his bike went into a telegraph pole in Aspley.
My name is Dylan, and thanks for being my big brother, Dion. I will always remember you, love you.
Because he's my big cousin, and I love him so much.
The memorial is being held in Melbourne Park from midday.
This is Ram FM.
Just after 8 o'clock. It can cause nosebleeds, blurred vision, chest pains and swelling of the tongue. But Ram FM has been told there's real concern. A legal high called MCAT is becoming very popular among young people in Derbyshire. Annette Rogers runs a charity in Derby called Lauren's Link, which helps families of drug users.
Every single phone call we got from parents or an inquiry on our website was for methadone, for MCAT. Meow is another name.
Annette's warning parents about the telltale signs of MCAT use.
Their sleep patterns are starting to go all haywire, and they're not eating properly. They're going to the junk food.
Well, you've been telling us what you think on the Ram FM Facebook page this morning. Linda reckons kids as young as 13 are taking it. Emily says MCAT's popular in Derby and should be made illegal, as does Lee. James disagrees, though. He says alcohol's probably the most dangerous legal high, but most people don't have a problem with drinking. There's more details in the news pages of ramfm.co.uk, and you can tell us what you think as well on the Ram FM Facebook pages. In other news this morning...
It's 7 o'clock. It's been 2 years since 15-year-old Cadian Blackwood was shot dead in a gang-related incident in Derby. Today, his mum speaks out because she's worried another young person could die like that.
I think people need to learn lessons from it. We've got to say, no, this isn't normal. Young people shouldn't be doing this. Young people shouldn't be murdered.
Helen Smith says she'll never get over his death.
I think about the pain he went through. I think about his last thoughts. Did he know he was shot? I think about what did he feel when the gun was pointed at him.
Last year, two men were jailed for a total of 44 years for Kadeem's murder.
This is Ram FM.
It's a minute past eight. Police say Derby is now a safer place after a gang of men were yesterday found guilty of sexually exploiting girls and young women in the city. 26 victims went to court to testify. The youngest was just 12 years old. Ram FM's Anna Tyler has more on this.
The men were predators who cruised the streets of Derby to find young girls before abusing them. A few years ago, this happened to Emma in another part of the UK, who says it's really easy to get taken in by men like this.
I'm 13. And I'm hanging around with these lads who are nice looking. They give me McDonald's, they give me cigarettes, and then they're picking me up in nice cars as well. It's like best thing in the world.
This morning it's come out agencies in the city may have prevented the abuse of two of the girls in care at the time of the offences. Yvonne Williams is in charge of children and young people at Derby City Council.
I want to say that we are so sorry that these girls have suffered and that any signs of abuse and early opportunities to act were missed.
But the report also praised improvements that have been made since. Joe Davidson is from Derby's Safeguarding Children Board.
What I can say is that from the work that's been done so far, the absolute bravery of the girls involved, Derby is a far safer place now than it was a few months ago.
And we've got loads more on this story on the news pages at ramfm.co.uk. Elsewhere,
this is Trent FM.
It's 8 o'clock. A Nottingham mum whose daughter drowned in Greece 7 years ago says talking about what happened to the media has actually made things a lot easier.
It's helped me because it's not easy for even close friends now. You know, how long can they keep talking about Laura, and yet I need to talk about her and this whole process.
Lynn Morgan's ordeal is now over. Two men have been convicted for Laura's death. She was 11. Huddersfield Town are holding their first ever concert at Field Mill tonight. It's the X Factor Tour. Jedward will be there. And when I spoke to them, unsurprisingly, they got distracted. But by a squirrel.
Oh my God, there's like a squirrel outside of this. Oh my God, like a squirrel, John. That's a grey squirrel. It's not a red squirrel. They're more rare than the red squirrels. So make a video, make a video.
You can listen to more of that interview. It was bizarre online at trentfm.co.uk.
A Nottingham couple who've won more than £7 million on the lottery say they're not about to walk out on the 30 people who work for them. Ivan and Susan Westbury hadn't even told their seven grandkids about their win. So here's their message to them through Trent FM.
Your wish list.
Yeah, your wish list.
Your wish list. Just write it down. Hopefully you might get it.
Ahead of our World Cup game against Algeria tonight, Trent FM's been speaking to some of Nottingham's youngest England fans. These 3 and 4 year olds go to Alphabet House Dame Nursery in West Bridgford and are hoping their favourite player won't let them down tonight.
Do you know that guy on there? Is that number 10? He's my favourite.
That's Wayne Rooney.
That's my favourite. I love Wayne Rooney.
Trent FM's with us next.
FM.
It's 8 o'clock. A mum from Nottingham is flying out to Brazil this morning to search for her 14-year-old son who went missing when he was washed out to sea. Elliot Newton Des Landers hasn't been seen since Tuesday. His mum, Beverly White, is now on her way after a mystery donor paid for her flights.
I didn't realise how many kind people and nice people that were out there. People have come out of the woodwork with support from the children myself and the things they're saying, leaving messages for Elliot on his phone, on Facebook, telling him to come home. Everybody's lighting candles.
Police are looking for two thieves who kidnapped a man in Keyworth on Wednesday before making him open up the shop where he worked so they could rob it. They then dumped him in a field in Redmile. You might start to notice a new campaign on Facebook from today warning children not to post explicit images of themselves online. The government says kids are risking being groomed or blackmailed, like this girl was when she was 13. She can't be named for legal reasons.
You believe it at the time because you feel like you have no one else turn to, and I was terrified and I didn't know what to do. And then he told me that he was gonna like cut my head off with a machete and break into my house and everything like that, and I got so scared I did it.
The chief exec of Qantas says the engine on that super jumbo that blew out could have exploded because of a design fault. Alan Joyce says yesterday's mid-air problem is linked to the engine, not maintenance. Nottingham City Council says a report saying Notts has some of the worst job prospects in the UK is misleading. The council doesn't think the figures compare areas which are like for like. And Rihanna's told us she might end up moving to the UK one day.
I just bought a home in LA and I still haven't moved in, but hopefully one day I'll be able to move here because I really get inspired here. The creative energy here is really intense for me.
Trent FM Sport.
With Showcase Cinema Nottingham. Free parking for all customers.
Forest manager Billy Davis says he's not just going to spend money on new players for the sake of it.
It's not quite as easy to go out and just pick anyone from a loan market. One, they've got to be exceptional. And two, filling jerseys for filling jerseys' sake is not the answer.
The Reds are at Watford tomorrow. Trent FM's weather's next.
The new Sainsbury's Gold credit card gives you a range of benefits, whether you're at home or abroad. There's no fee for cash withdrawals, whatever the country, whatever the currency, and lots of other benefits, including Nectar points on purchases wherever you are. To find out more, go to sainsburysfinance.co.uk/gold.
18% APR typical variable. Monthly fee applies. Some independent cash machines may charge. Credit subject to states.
FM weather.
With the University of Derby. Introducing Bite-sized, our part-time short courses.
Cloudy with heavy rain expected later. Highs of 13. Feeling quite cold for the weekend. Highs of 10. But it should be dry. I'm Anna Tyler. Now you're up to date on Trent FM.